In my little life, I know something. Maybe not much according to some, but this I know. I can't play hide and seek with my difficulties and expect them to simply go away. Just because we don't deal with stuff doesn't mean it'll just disappear. The Lord wants us to be more than survivors. In the last program, it was mentioned that one day while out for my afternoon walk, the Lord made me to know that I was only surviving when I was supposed to be prospering. He said, "How is it you have fallen to only surviving when you should be prospering?" It was a good question, and at the end of his question, there came a feeling like the earth plates in my heart were moving, repositioning themselves to align better with God. You know what I mean? So here's a question. If you knew it could happen, would you be willing for your circumstances to be your message and ministry? John 6, 12 to 13. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. Now, I don't know about you, but there have been terrible times in my life when I felt like my entire life was just broken little pieces, just fragments. In John 6, 12 to 13, I hear the Lord calling me to bring even my broken, fragmented life to Him. He has healed the brokenhearted and opened wide the prison doors and has the power to deliver forevermore. We've all heard that God does more with nothing than we can do with something. And even if we're sure we are on the negative side of zero, God can do something even with that. I've got a few ideas of who I am, but I've got tons of ideas about who I'm not, and I reckon it's good to give Him not only who I am, but also all that I'm not. Take it all captive. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says to take our thoughts captive. That word, thoughts, there in the Greek means all your perception, purpose, all your academic thinking, and even your disposition. Take it all prisoner by the word of God. And that's not just the negative stuff either. That's all of it. Even the good things, take them all captive, like holding a prisoner of war at spear point. We can't be afraid to reveal to the Lord even the smallest details of our lives. You know, it's not like He's surprised. I believe God knew exactly what He was getting into when each one of us came in the door of the house by the blood of Jesus. There is no time the Lord ever regrets forgiving your sins and transgressions. I believe the Lord has more hope for me than I have for me, and certainly more hope for me than any of my friends or relatives. I was the little boy who was never supposed to live past the age of 7, according to our neighbors. I was a dangerous kid, not because I was mean or tough, but I was so vastly ignorant of the repercussions of my actions. It's the truth. My parents didn't expect me to survive childhood. I figure if you are the meek, poor, wounded, desperate, if you're the fearful, sad, conflicted, shamed, and disqualified, if you're the bankrupt and blind, one of the lost and unfortunate ones, you are exactly who Jesus came for. You are the very one He came to get eye level with. He was crucified, died, and rose from the dead for you. You are the very one God came to rescue.